What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of The Walking Dead. Yes, The Walking Dead recap show. It's me. It's something I do. It's my reaction. It's my way to vent. It's like therapy for The Walking Dead, right? And I know that some of y'all are like, hey, I just listened to your last podcast. What's up with it? Sounded so different. I don't know what it is. From then to now, my system crashed, and I don't know what the hell's going on. So I've got to get it fixed. So I figured I'd come over here and record this on my phone. So if it sounds a little, I apologize. So let's talk about The Walking Dead. I caught up with the two episodes last night. Here is episode 4 of season 10. It aired on October 27th. It was called Silence the Whispers. Now, this was a pretty interesting. I felt kind of, it was an emotional Walking Dead episode, just for the fact that there were just a bunch of bullies in this episode, and but they deserved it. They got what they got. So let's just talk about the beginning. Everyone's peaceful. Right? I love the episodes, how they just start off like, oh, everybody's happy. But we all know it's not gonna end well. Everybody's happy, and all of a sudden a tree falls on the hilltop. Oh, crap. Now, did it fall by accident, or do the whispers do it? I still think it's the whispers. I'm with all the people that are like, we got to prepare for war. We're already in war. Let's talk about Michonne escorting the group to the hilltop. I'm going to tell you right now, one smart cookie is Judith. Judith is one smart cookie. When she gives the advice, the thoughts, her little mind, that little Rick Shane mindset going on of like, maybe the whispers want all this drama and all this fighting to be going on, so it tires us down for the big fight. So when I heard that, I was like, damn, Judith, you're a smart girl. And then Michonne sees Ezekiel riding off into the woods by himself. And then they have their little scene on top of the bridge. And then Ezekiel, on the mofo, decides to kiss my Michonne. And my Michonne, meaning like, because I'm Team Rick. And I've never liked King Ezekiel. Never did. Even when he had the tiger, I like the tiger more than him. I just, something about him. If you're acting like a King Arthur and you're trying to talk like theater, I can't take you serious that you're going to be a good leader. I just can't. I can't do it. So that whole scene there on the bridge and everything else, I'm glad King Ezekiel got it out of his system. Hopefully he rewired and rebooted himself so he's back into the game, because even though I'm not too fond of him, and if he died, I'd be like, eh. Oh, right. But he is still part of the good guys in my eyes. And so he's got to get it together so he can lead and help everybody. Let's see what else. Margot and the Highwaymen boys attack Lydia. That was effed up, right? That was some jacked up crap. And I thought she was a goner. I'm not going to lie. I thought she was a goner. And then Negan pops out, and I did not even see that coming. And then when he threw that Margot chick, I didn't even notice it. I rewinded after I saw it, and I was like, oh, yeah, damn, he flung her. But it was definitely an accident. It was, like, more pissed off, like, get the hell off of, you know, why are you beating up on a kid? So I'm definitely on Team Negan. I'm glad Lydia was able to tell Daryl that, that Negan saved her life. And then I'm sure that the council people, you know, like when they were sitting at the table talking to the two highway boys, they could see that they were lying. So I'm glad that Michonne gave Daryl the vote. I think Michonne, it would be hard for her to admit, but I think she feels that Negan is something positive, and he is changing, and definitely has heard it numerous times from little Judith. When Daryl goes and visits Negan in old Negan fashion way, he has to push those Daryl buttons. But it's true. I think Daryl got mad because it's true. Like, Negan was on point. That's one thing that Negan can do, is read people so well. And Daryl didn't like it. But I think, like Michonne said, I think Daryl is going to make the right decision. Let's see what else. The zombies attacking Hilltop and everybody arriving. Holy crap. How many of y'all were like me? Were like, go Michonne and go Judith. Them two together with their katanas killing zombies was awesome. And I crap you not, I got the feels of when Rick and Carl were shooting the machine gun. That was probably one of the best scenes in the whole freaking series, of them just going back and forth with those machine guns, killing the father and son. It was just so good. And seeing them two go at it with the katanas, which just brought back feels. And I thought it was freaking awesome. Let's see what else. I guess all happiness happens at the end of this episode. And then, of course, Lydia admits to letting go of Negan out of his cell, and now he's gone. And Daryl knows she's lying, and she feels more safe in the cell. And it almost watching Lydia going through all this stuff definitely brought feels of when Daryl was kind of like on the outskirts of everybody and couldn't get in. So I think that's what he can relate to that. And I think Daryl sees that Lydia can get into the group just with time. But some of these other people, it's just not a good group. Like Margo and her crew and the freaking, they needed ass whoopings or to get thrown against the wall and bash your head in. That's all I got to say. But I'm curious to see how and who let Negan out in the commercial for tonight's episode. It looks like we're going to see a lot of Negan. So hopefully it'll be a Negan episode. I'm excited for that. I don't know who this guy is throwing him a bottle of water. I'm curious to see a little bit more of the whispers and see what's going on with there. But other than that, yeah, every other little story within this story, the girl that was out there fighting and the girl with the bow and arrow, I don't care about that. But overall, I thought this was a really good episode. Like the season so far is really good for me, at least. I don't know about y'all out there, but at least for me, it is really, really good. That's it, my reaction. As you can tell, thumbs up on it. Tonight's a new episode. I'm excited. So as soon as I watch it, I will give my thoughts, my reaction. Feel free to leave any kind of comments wherever you're listening. If you're listening on Twitter, if you're listening on Audioboom, if you're listening on iTunes, if you're listening on my blog, wherever you are, feel free to write your little comments and I'll reply back. My blog is iwatchmike.com. You can find everything there. I've got giveaways and other podcasts and other stuff there. That's iwatchmike.com. And you can find me on Twitter at Mike the Movie Guy, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy. My Facebook page is iwatchmike. And then my Snapchat is Mike the THA Movie Guy. But that's it, people. Everything's on the blog. And oh, yeah. The Walking Dead recap show, if you search that on audioboom.com or iTunes, you can find us there or find me there or find us if I have other people join me. But you get the picture. All right. Everybody have a great Sunday. I will talk to y'all soon. And don't forget, new episode of The Walking Dead airs on AMC. So I'll see y'all there. Peace out.